So we're towards the end of the London Raspberry Jam event, and so obviously, you know, I'm a teacher, and I've met another teacher.
Yeah, James Wilding.
James Wilding. And are you a teacher in London?
I'm a teacher in just 30 miles west of here in Maidenhead.
Maidenhead.
And I run an independent school, and I'm part of a big nationwide project bringing digital learning into schools.
Great. And do you use Twitter or...?
Yeah, Twitter. I'm at James Wilding, at James underscore Wilding, and my blog is jameswilding.wordpress.com.
So we've just started an interesting conversation where you were saying, you know what's missing. So what's missing?
Right. Schools are using lots of little bits of hardware, like brush bots and...
Arduinos, Pico boards and these kind of things.
All sorts of little bits of hardware that aren't related to digital learning. They're just related to bits of machines working around.
And fun.
And fun and engaging, yeah. And during the Olympic week, we were racing brush bots against woodlice and slugs and the like.
And brush bots, these are the, like, you take a toothbrush head, yeah, you stick a mobile phone motor on it. And
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so the whole thing about this stuff is getting technology, deconstructing technology into the simple one thing it can do, like move or vibrate or sing or chant, and showing children that, which deconstructs it to the level that they can understand, wow, that's fun. And then having worked out how that one little thing can out cricket a cricket
they
or out
like
race
expand
a slug.
On that. Yeah.
It seems to me that what the Raspberry Pi needs to link to is little sensors that actually show that integrating small little technology steps, reinventing where we were in the 80s to back to the present day, using present day technology. One of the things that we've just been seeing is that the disconnect between the sheer time and energy it takes modern technologies to make a Raspberry Pi do something actually pretty reasonable, whereas actually children don't even want to do that. Just something that's
achievable and fast.
Yeah. And primary school teachers need something that's utterly reliable, and therefore things like brush bots and bee bots and handycams and so on.
They just work. So did you watch the talk before about from Tom Preston? He was talking about the Pi Face project.
Yes.
And some of that might have seemed a little bit pie in the sky, to coin a phrase. But one of the things that they're trying to do is they're trying to show how within, like in Scratch, for example, within a couple of sort of keystrokes, you can have something that's flashing or something that's driving. Do you think that has potential for this quick engagement?
No, my experience is that people have forgotten actually that the most fun thing to do in schools is stuff that works.
Yes.
Stuff that runs, stuff that walks or that runs around.
Rather than stuff that could work or might do it if you do... Yeah.
And anything, if you put a screen to it, you just can't beat Hollywood.
Yes.
So we've got to take the Hollywood out of what we're trying to achieve and just go back to simple mechanical operations. I started teaching, we had small little micro measurement devices made of straws. We had little springs, we had little crickets, we had little locusts. We need to take people back to the concept that actually children are fascinated by simple things that work well that are biological.
Yeah. And keep working, have that high reliability.
Have the fact that if you bring a Raspberry Pi in, it's simply part of the aspect of the study, not the study itself.
Yes.
Any more than say to the modern teenager, let's study a mobile phone, stuff and nonsense.
Yeah.
They just want to use it as a
That's right.
consumer device.
And they know it works.
Yeah. The interesting narrative that seems to be forgotten is the lie about children being born are digital natives. In my view, 99% of children aren't digital natives. They don't begin to understand what's
beyond.
When
you say digital native, what's...
There is this assumption that children, because they've been born in the world of technology, know how to use it, any more than children born in the world of easy clean can mop up their spills, or in the world of mums can tidy their beds.
Yeah.
These are just givens. Technology works. We've got to take children back pre-technology to actually understanding just things jump and move and can be timed. And Raspberry Pi is a fantastic device. We just need to connect it with those simple concepts of simple elemental things that children enjoy doing.
Okay. Have you got a Raspberry Pi?
I do.
Is
in my bag.
Oh,
I've got two.
I've got two. And what have you been doing with them so far?
Just switching them on and coming to this event to say, okay, this goes on.
Would you encourage other people to come to Raspberry Jams?
Absolutely.
Oh, right.
But I wouldn't encourage people who are thinking they're going to come and find solutions. They need to be solution makers themselves.
Right, okay.
In a couple of months' time,